Hi, Adele. How was the show?
It was fascinating. It was with Dave Nadelberg. Dave Nadelberg, who I met a dozen years ago, probably, when I submitted my junior high diary.
Oh, to the...
To Mortified.
Mortified,
yeah,
right.
To get Mortified, which is just Mortified. And it's turned out to be quite a fancy kind of thing. Like, first of all, it's a hilarious idea. People's music and poetry and
right from art, their early days.
From when they were children. And then they're like, so there's a backstory. Why did you do this type of thing? And so I worked with him to try to use some of my journal. But I think it was too long is in the end. But so he was on the Dork Forest talking about his fascination with Walt Disney.
Oh, okay.
And what I like about his fascination is it's from a safe distance, because he doesn't want to be mesmerized, is as far as I can tell.
Well, you want to stay outside of the 60-foot cone.
Right, you don't want... Yes, so he was... Because a couple of times he goes, I'm not a fanboy. Like, I love Pixar. But I love Walt Disney, and I was like, a little too close.
The person.
Right, the person. He was fascinated by what he built and the sort of the...
No, that's interesting.
It was interesting, and it was essentially his theory. He's read a couple of books on it, so I don't know that it's his, but it's people's theory, is that the year that Walt Disney was 8, he lived in this little town of Missouri, and he spent the rest of his life trying to recreate that summer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it actually...
That's kind of neat.
Rings true to me.
It rings true to me, because I'm also...
Trying to recreate
a specific moment in my life over and over and over again.
Right.
Back when it was a simpler time.
Ah, you and your simpler... Don't be the simpler time guy. it was certainly a simpler time when Walt Disney was 8.
There's a... Who knows whether it's true or not, but we're gonna believe it's true. But we use a Walt Disney example, in game design and UI design, about the pathways. So when he originally designed that central area of the park of Disneyland, the gardeners had laid out paths, and like 2 weeks later, after they had opened, were complaining to Walt Disney that people were not using the paths; they were trampling on the grass, and the grass wasn't able to grow up, and they were suggesting putting fences up or whatever to keep people on the paths. And Walt Disney said, "No, relay the paths where people are walking."
Right, because clearly that's where they want to walk. So the user interface of Disneyland was adjusted
based on the usability, on the users.
Right, the users, the way they wanted to walk.
Right.
So he's no dummy.
No, he's no dummy.
We're not going to force people to walk the way we want them to walk. They clearly want to walk there.
Right.
Oh, that's fascinating. Yeah. See, it's a great episode. It's full of little anecdotes.
Full of those sort of things. Good.
Yay.